This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So listen, do you remember how I said yesterday Congress had left it until the last minute to agree on a spending bill? Yeah, well, joke's on me on that one. Lawmakers are still unable to agree on what the federal budget ought to be for the rest of this fiscal year. There have been recesses and delays and postponements today, with Democrats and Republicans in the House tangling over two of the most contentious provisions of that 1,603-page bill. One of them would raise limits on financial contributions to political parties. That one is relatively straightforward. But the other one? Yeah, well, let's just say it's not. It would repeal Section 716 of the Dodd-Frank Act, the official title of which is Prohibition Against Federal Government Bailouts of Swaps Entities, but which has come to be called in the vernacular the swaps push-out, because it would push some of the riskiest swaps, that is derivatives basically, really risky trades, out of the parts of banks that are backed by the FDIC, the insurance that protects your savings account. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has our primer on this whole thing.
After the financial crisis, derivatives were the financial weapons of mass destruction that nearly brought down our economy. The push-out rule was proposed to put all those nuclear warheads a safe distance from our checking accounts. Mike Consol is a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute.
The very first draft basically removed all derivatives.
But the big banks hated the idea. Not surprising, because they control the marketplace. And it is a big marketplace, according to Michael Greenberger, professor of law at the University of Maryland.
This market is a several hundred trillion dollar worldwide market.
But it wasn't just the self-interested banks. Even regulators like the FDIC's Sheila Bair and the Fed's Ben Bernanke gave it the thumbs down. Mike Consol says the rule that passed was massively scaled back.
We're really talking about a very narrow and small set of the market that tends to be the most risky.
Low-risk standardized swaps that farmers use to hedge their risks are allowed. Pushed out are the kind of credit default swaps that took down insurer AIG. Rolling back that regulation would mean more of those potentially toxic swaps would be held by the potentially too-big-to-fail banks. But supporters of the rollback, like Aaron Klein at the Bipartisan Policy Center, worry about the smaller hedge funds and bank subsidiaries where those swaps will be pushed to.
It's not only size, it's interconnectedness.
That interconnectedness means that even derivatives that aren't at the big banks could endanger the financial system. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.